Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a lovely day outside today. Welcome to our service of worship. If you've had a chance to read that, is there anybody who has something to share or they'd like to? Or have you only just read that now?
I do actually. This one.
Okay.
It's not so much a verse as a kind of reading that is talking about the mercy of God and how the mercy of God comes out of the love of God, which is unconditional. And this writer said that we are all swimming in the sea of His mercy.
That's cool.
Though. I like that. You can have it.
Thank you. Has anyone else pondered while Doug was talking? Just as well I have one prepared then. I've been reading Romans and I thought this might be quite a nifty call to worship this morning. But it starts off a little bit dreary. If you've read Romans 7 from the Message version, it puts it how it is really. So let's read that. What I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way, but then I act another, doing things I absolutely despise. So if I can't be trusted to figure out what is best for myself and then do it, it becomes obvious that God's command is necessary. But I need something more. For if I know the law but still can't keep it, and if the power of sin within me keeps sabotaging my best intention, I obviously need help. I realise that I don't have what it takes. I can will it, but I can't do it. I decide to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, and then I do it anyway. My decisions, such as they are, don't result in actions. Something has gone wrong deep within me and gets the better of me every time. It happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel, and then just when I least expect it, they take charge. I've tried everything, but nothing helps. I'm at the end of my rope. Is there no one who can do anything for me? Isn't that the real question? To answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions, where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Let's trust in God and sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the words of truth in that hymn. Lord, it's an oldie but a goodie. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, to us. Everything that we've needed, you have provided. Lord, to bring us to this place this morning, thank you for your faithfulness day by day. Lord, in the way Paul spoke honestly about the struggles he had, Lord, I think we're kidding ourselves if we pretend that we don't have those. Lord, you are true and faithful. You know who you created. You made us. Of course you know what we struggle with. Lord, help us not to pretend with ourselves or with you, but to tell ourselves the truth. Lord, I pray that you would reveal that through us and to us, and maybe through each other, to one another, as we speak as a family this morning. Lord, thank you for your truth, for your love that surpasses anything that we could ever want to imagine for ourselves. Thank you that it says in your word that anything we can think of or imagine, you've already thought of. It's beyond our understanding, and you've got it coming. Lord, so anything that we're facing this morning that we haven't said to you or we haven't said out loud, Lord, we know that you know that it's okay. Lord, thank you. Lord, things that we may have done this week that we haven't confessed, Lord, we just bring to you in a moment now.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you that you reveal truth to us, and you do it because you love us, and you want to get the dirt out of the scab so it can heal properly, or so we can move on and be ready to do what you would like us to do and have us do in this world,
yes,
as your instruments, Lord. Lord, we spend a moment before church thinking of our brothers and sisters around the world in persecution. Lord, we don't know what that means. We can hear these stories and feel sympathy, but Lord, until we're in that place where you put us on the spot or we find ourselves on the spot, Lord, standing up for you, we don't know what persecution is. But Lord, we pray for your brothers and sisters who know your truth. Lord, you love them just the way you love us, and what you've chosen to do with them and for them, Lord, we don't know in those situations, and we don't know what's brought them there. But Lord, thank you for our country. Thank you that you are revealing yourself, you're refining us as people who follow you. And I pray that you would continue to do that. Lord, help us to understand more of who you are through the service and to come into relationship in a deeper way, in a deeper understanding of your love and your plans for us. Lord, you're a good, good God. Your faithfulness is amazing. And thank you that Jesus is the only provider of that. When we stand in him. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Rightio, there's a few notices this week. Nope, they're not going to appear up there, but I will tell you them. Firstly, next week there's a congregational meeting to elect four members of administration settlement board, and the session has selected Judy and John as our representatives, but four more need to come from the congregation. Helen Martin will be here next week to run that after church. She'll be at Otama. Now,
if you have any nominations that you want to nominate people beforehand, please give them to me.
Great. Thank you. At that congregational meeting, there'll also be a move put forward as well about the Knapdale Church. Probably if you've read the notices over the last couple of weeks, you'll be aware of that. But it was regarding, I haven't got the official wording, but it was regarding the closure and sale of land. So if you've come prepared for that, that would be good. And it was brought to my attention that just before, Caroline, who's probably going to be downsizing soon. She's storing an organ at her place from the Mandeville Church. And so if anyone would like to take that under their loving care, please see an Albert or see Doug or Judy or with managers. I'm not sure how all that works, but we'll pass it on to the right person if you want to have that at your house. And Judy, do you just want to say something about yesterday? Organising that, Judy?
Cool.
Oh, right. Have there been any birthdays or celebrations this last week?
Margaret.
John Caroline. Wow, I'd better start writing. Hold on.
It's
John's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday for today, John. Cynthia? Right, is she not here?
No.
Fabian, who's often with us, is 10 today, so...
Wow. Popular birthday?
Yes. Our grandchildren turned 4 on Monday, the twins.
Wow. Gosh. Fantastic. I'm going to leave this open for people to pray because there's a lot of people who need praying for, or we can celebrate. So, shall we sing and then we'll pray? Steve, while you're standing, would you like to lead us in prayer for people?
Oh, I don't remember.
It's all right. Someone else will take over, won't they? So that'll be great.
Right. We just thank you for these people. We celebrate birthdays. We thank you for the little ones right through to the older ones. We thank you for the age group from 4 years old through to 100, which is thank you for their lives. Thank you for the part that each one of them plays in this community.
Thanks. I'll get you to pray more often. Awesome. Right, this morning we'd like to say thank you to Ethel for leading our worship. And just before we do that, I'd just like to say thank you to Fiona, who's done about 3 years worth of service of coordinating music. So we'd just like to say thank you and acknowledge you for all the work that you've done and the agonising prayer that you put in, because I know you have. But yeah, thank you for leading us. And I know it was when I first began as an elder that that was one of our first decisions. And I believe it was the right one. And I really appreciate the time and effort that you put in.
Thank you. She's not done with it all yet.
Thanks, Ethel.
Okay. Yeah, no, she's certainly not done with it. We're making her stay to leave worship, so, you know, she may be having a rest just at the minute, and that's cool. That's a wise thing to do, is to give people a rest at times so they can recoup. And thank you, Fiona, but you're still not going to get off with that.